While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, Cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot, and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and be guilty, moreover, he that goeth into the house all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the even. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity. Because, even because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And he said unto Balak, Stand here by thy burnt offering, while I meet the Lord yonder. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy, lest the avenger of the blood pursue the slayer while his heart is hot, and overtake him, because the way is long, and slay him. Whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And Ehud escaped while they tarried, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped unto Seirath. While Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aroer and her towns, and in all the cities that be along by the coast of Arnon 300 years, why, therefore, did ye not recover them within that time? And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the 7th day, that he told her, because she lay sore upon him. And she told a riddle to the children of her people. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and they were upon the roof, about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, while the flesh was in seething, with a flesh hook of 3 teeth in his hand. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God. And it came to pass, while Saul talked unto the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said unto the priest, Withdraw thine hand. And thou shalt not only while yet I live show me the kindness of the Lord, that I die not, but... And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. They were a wall unto us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, Lest they should tell on us, saying, So did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. And it came to pass, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong for the house of Saul. And when all the people came to cause David to eat meat while it was yet day, David sware, saying, So do God to me, and more also if I taste bread, or aught else, till the sun be down. And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God. But thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself, if we tell him that the child is dead? Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? And it came to pass, while they were in the way, that tidings came to David, saying, Absalom hath slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, If the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took three darts in his hand, and thrust them through the heart of Absalom, while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. So Gad came to David and told him, and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise, and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I also will come in after thee, and confirm thy words. And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And while he yet spake, behold, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came. And Adonijah said unto him, Come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bringest good tidings. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, How do ye advise that I may answer this people? And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. It came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him. And he said, Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What, should I wait for the Lord any longer? Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. And yet this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. Either 3 years' famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtaketh thee, or else 3 days of the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father, while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? Therefore he said unto Judah, Let us build these cities, and make about them walls, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he hath given us a rest on every side. So they built and prospered. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. And I said unto them, Let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, 2 of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth, and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains, and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. When he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and shall rain it upon him while he is eating. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all other, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord, I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. To the chief musician, even to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. My heart was hot within me, while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Though while he lived he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. I am weary of my crying, my throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. While I live will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, while the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he cause darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while ye look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death, and make it gross darkness. She that hath borne seven languisheth. She hath given up the ghost. Her son is gone down while it was yet a day. She hath been ashamed and confounded. And the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, saith the Lord. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Now the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Now while he was not yet gone back, he said, Go back also to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon hath made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people. Or go wheresoever it seemeth convenient unto thee to go. So the captain of the guard gave him victuals and a reward, and let him go. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor, it is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and mine elders gave up the ghost in the city, while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried, and said, Ah, Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. The Lord said unto him, Call his name Jezreel. For yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. For them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead. But come, and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while? For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. When men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. And while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Sir, we remember that that deceiver said while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship, and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, How say the scribes that Christ is the Son of David? And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here, while I shall pray. And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud, amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered every one at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Zidon which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage, and desireth conditions of peace. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. And after a little while another saw him, and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? While they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the waters trouble to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, Whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us, A little while, and ye shall not see me? And again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said therefore, What is this that he saith, A little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which... Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. And he became very hungry, and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw him. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him, when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. And Paul after this tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, when he therefore was come up again and had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him. Or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me, while I stood before the council. While he answered for himself, Neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen, or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So then if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, while it is said, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. The Holy Ghost this signifying, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage.